Human rights expert, Islamic persecution of Nigerian Christians does not fit the narrative of mainstream media. By Robert Krajicek on March 19, 2019. Didi Laugesen, director of Save the Persecuted Christians, told Breitbart News that anti-Christian bias across America's mainstream media drives news organizations to downplay the mass murder of Christians by Islamic terrorist groups. Laugesen joined Monday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News tonight for an interview with hosts Rebecca Mansour and Joel Polak. Listen. Laugesen said, they are now counting 140 people killed in the last 5 weeks. 120 since February 10, and many of those are very small children. Babies, children younger than 10, and they're finding them in the bush just slaughtered by machetes. Laugesen described a narrative being pushed by mainstream media in America. People don't believe that Christians can be persecuted, that they could be slaughtered. Here in the United States, we just have a different sense of who Christians are. But out in the greater world, Christians are viewed as a threat to control and power. What you have operating in Nigeria, which is Africa's most populous country, 200 million people living there with 50% Christians, 50% Muslims, you have two of the world's most dangerous terrorist groups operating. Fulani militants and Boko Haram, now affiliated with ISIS Islamic State in West Africa. And they are driven by radical Sharia supremacist ideology, seeking to spread Sharia across the entire country of Nigeria. In Christchurch, we're very upset by the killings that took place there. And we condemn them outright, the killings by an alleged white supremacist, remarked Laugesen on behalf of her organization. At the same point in time, the murders of these mostly women and small children in Nigeria, literally slaughtered with machetes while many of them have gone off to church and are on their way to church. Or they're praying, so there's definitely a religious component here. They're being slaughtered by Sharia supremacists. Doesn't rise to the same level of concern for Western media or international concern. Laugesen continued, why are we not seeing this as a concern? Because it doesn't fit the narrative that has been spun on Nigeria. That this is communal or tribal conflict, and that is goes back and forth. The reality is that the victims and the dead and dying are Christians, and those who are perpetrating the violence are Muslims, and that does not fit the narrative that mainstream media would like to tell to people in the United States. Islamic terrorist movements, concluded Laugesen, are pursuing an ethnic cleansing strategy against Christians in Nigeria and across Africa. The long-term strategy is to clear the Christians from the land and to take the resources underneath them, assessed Laugesen. There are valuable metals and stones in northern Nigeria that can be mined for quite a bit of income. And that will only further be able to fund the caliphate that both of these groups is determined to establish in the ungoverned territories of Nigeria and the Lake Chad region. Across recent says, Breitbart News reported on the mass murder of over 120 Christians in Nigeria by Fulani Muslim militants. Breitbart News Rome Bureau Chief Thomas Williams described the mainstream media's response to the massacring of Nigerian Christians as silence in comparison to its approach towards last Friday's mass murder of Muslims in Christchurch, New Zealand. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.